neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
About Chazir, that it's not permitted for a Yehudi to have Chazir. So now it mentions that he has a good sign, like other type of animals, that like camel, rabbit, and so on. So they ask, so if you're not supposed to eat it, so, you know, just tell us it's not kosher, it's not tahor, it's not pure. So here we learn a very important lesson, and that is that Ibn Shalom is teaching us there is no such a thing as totally terrible. There's no such a thing. So even all these non-kosher animals, there's a good sign in there. So, and not only that, Hashem Yitzvarach mentions first the good sign, even though it doesn't count, but it's there. Rather than just say, you know, don't go near it, it's not good, and so on. So you learn from here, many times, it's very easy to say, it's terrible! What type of attitude is this? What kind of maram is this? It's very easy. And you just attack. But here, Totem Shah is teaching us that no, it doesn't work that way. Even Chazir, even rabbit, even camel mentions the positive side, the Tahor side, and then he says, you know, it doesn't have both signs. So that means to pinpoint, you know, ay, 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 you know, how could such a thing happen? Why are you doing such a thing? You know, it's very easy. You just smash, you make a gushkup. You know what that is? How do you know?
I've seen some using it.
Yeah, like, they call it havang. Yeah, havang. The cylinder is called havang. Yes, exactly. You know, we used, you know, when we were a kid, you know, we used to use it. It was like an exercise for us. Yeah, they like many things, we like salt and all of this, we used to use it. So, unfortunately, people use this havang for other people. You know, they make a gushkub out of him.
It's exercise?
Yeah, it's a very, very destructive exercise. It gives you such a good feeling. Because you're feeling in charge. But here the Tosafot says, no, that's not the way to handle things. So in Pirkei Avot, we're going to learn, Eizo Gibor. Who is Gibor?
Strong.
Pahlevan, they call it. We have two types of pahlevan. One is real, one is pambe. They call it pahlevan pambe. You know what that is?
Cotton,
yeah. Exactly. So here it says, Eizahu gibor hakovesh et yitzro. What does it mean? What does kovesh mean? Conquer. Very nice. That he conquers his?
Yitzro.
So here, the sages, they teach us very, very important lesson. It says, Eizahu gibor hakovesh et
yitzro.
What does yitzro mean? So many times, we feel gibor because we capture other people. We control other people. So no. You get a certificate if you're able to conquer your own yetzer, not other people. But we're always after to fix other people. But here, the greatness of person shows that he only looks at himself. No, he did this, he did that, he said this, he did that. Of course, you know, father has a duty. The teacher has a duty, right? As a student, you know, he's a member of the family. But still, before anything else, you have to see good thing in them. Like this. See these non-kosher animal. Why do I care that they have a positive sign? Happened to be a rab and his student. They're walking in a shuk, in the bazaar. So they passed by two people, and then after they walked away, the student asked the rab to kill that up. Did you notice? So what happened? So yeah, you see the two people who were sitting here, one was looking at on top and the other one was looking down. I said, yes, I noticed. I said, why? Why is it like this? So the Rav says, you don't know why? He says, no, I don't know. So Rav says, one is a barber, one is a shoemaker. The one that was a barber was looking at your head. The one that was a shoemaker was looking at your shoes. That's how it is. It depends if you're a barber or a shoemaker. So that means the interest that you have, that's how you look at people. Like, let's say, if you're a doctor, you look at the... No, look at the the color of the face. If you're a carpenter, you look at the woods. If you're an electrician, look at, you know, all the electrical work. If you're a tile maker, you look at the floor. That's how it is. Because your interest, that's how you look at people. Right? Let's say, for example, it never happens. You know, you happen to be a rabbi, you say, why come you came late for mincha? But, you know, nobody else is going to tell you this. Why? Because everybody's concerned what interest? And that's what the whole point here is. See, all these non-kosher animals, Ibn Shalom says, oh, it has a good point. It's a good point. Why do I care if it has a good point or not? And that's the whole point. Everyone has a good point, but your interest doesn't let you to see the good point. Because you can never ask a barber if you need a haircut or not. What's he going to tell you?
Yes!
He's not going to say you're fine. Because you want to get the scissor on.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how it is. But here, Tartan Hussein is teaching us, look in the good point of other people. And that's what the Pekiah was teaching us. Ezo Gibor, HaKobesh, he's on Yetzer, not yours. Not yours. But we always look for the Yetzer of other people.
So be more objective?
Exactly, yes. That's the whole point. It's a beautiful point. And you know what it's going to do to you? It's going to keep you healthy, smiling, happy. You come right on time and before time to Mincha. You don't have any worries. Nothing bothers you.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's how it is. And you know what?
They pick on us when we were kids. Always they take negative on us.
So no, they still pick on you. Nothing is... But the point of matter here is, when you pick at the people, try to pick at the good point, Chazaka Baruch. Yeah. They call it kosher picking. Always look for the good point.
Amen.
Yeah. And everyone, no matter who it is, has a good point. But it needs expertise, that you have to be, get used to just looking at the good side of people. Hashem is like, you know.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.